The Cardinal Virtue of Temperance. Temperance, which is the fourth cardinal virtue, consists in bridling our inordinate desires. That means regulating the use we should make of the pleasures and the goods of this life. A person who is guided by the virtue of temperance is simple in his habits, careful of how he uses his temporal possessions, full of modesty and gravity in his manner of living, and even in his spiritual life, moderating his practices of piety and regulating them in such a manner that they may not exceed his bodily powers, for this would arise from pride, nor neglecting them altogether, which would be the effect of sloth. He desired to think only of God. We read in the life of St. Marcurius that a thought one day came into his mind that he would like to enjoy for 5 days without intermission the sweets of paradise, by thinking only of God and by speaking to him all the time as the angels do in heaven. So he shut himself up in his cell for this purpose and said to himself, "My soul, since thou hast taken up thy abode in heaven, where thou hast God and the holy angels to speak to, see that thou dost not come down again, nor think of all of earthly things." The first 2 days were full of heavenly sweetness, but on the third day he was so much tempted by Satan that he was obliged to cease his contemplation to drive away the temptations with which he was tormented. God, in this way, gave him to understand that this world is a place of trial, where we have to fight against temptations, and that it is only when this life is ended, and when we have reached heaven, that we can enjoy, without fear of interruption, the contemplation of God. The Bunch of Grapes. Another time, someone sent Marcurius a beautiful bunch of grapes. He accepted the gift with gratitude, but would not eat it. There was, at a little distance, a solitary who was sick, so he sent it to him. This good man, also wishing to mortify himself, did not touch it, but sent it to another who he thought might need it more than he did. He also, thinking this to be an excellent opportunity for an act of mortification, sent it to a neighboring monk, but he too refused to touch it and sent it to another, who also would not eat it, but sent it to someone else. Thus the bunch of grapes passed from one cell to another, until, in the end, it reached a second time, that of Marcurius. When the saint saw how great was the spirit of penance among the monks, he gave thanks to God and added, "They did not eat it, neither will I." The Austerities of St. Simeon Stylite. St. Simeon Stylite, having resolved to leave the world and live for God alone, went to a certain monastery in the east and placed himself under the direction of the holy abbot Heliodorus. There he dwelt for 10 years, trying every day to be more and more perfect. At the end of that time he left the monastery and went to dwell alone in the caves and silence of the wilderness. During the first Lent he spent there, he thought he would imitate our blessed Lord and Moses and Elias, who fasted 40 days without partaking of any food. But a certain venerable solitary whom he consulted told him that by doing this he would be tempting God and might easily allow pride to enter his heart. And so, by his advice, he procured 10 loaves and a jar of water, which he placed in the cave. At the end of Lent, the solitary went to visit him. He found the loaves untouched, but Simeon was extremely weak from the rigor of the fast. The old man moistened his lips with water, and gave him a little of the bread, and soon he revived. In this way, he spent the following 28 Lents, but after that time, he modified the severity of his fasting.